Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Ashoka Buildcon Limited, hosted by IIFL Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mudit Bhandari from IIFL Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Zico. Good afternoon, everybody. On behalf of IIFL Securities, I welcome you all to the first quarter FY24 earnings conference call of Ashoka Buildcon Limited. We are pleased to have with us Mr. Satish Parakh, Managing Director, and Mr. Paresh Mehta, Chief Financial Officer of the company. Firstly, we will have opening remarks by the management, followed by a question and answer session. Now, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Satish Parakh. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mudit. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to extend warm welcome to everyone on this earnings call for the quarter ended 30th June 2023. I have Mr. Paresh Mehta, our CFO, and SGA, our investor relations partner, along with me on the call. Let me start by the sector update. Year-to-date FY24, NHAI road construction stand at 844 km, compared to 863 km in the same period last year in FY23. The average length of roads constructed by MoRTH per day was 30.1 km. If the present momentum in the construction of road continues, reports indicate that the average length of roads constructed per day will jump to 33 km in FY24. To follow on, NHAI and ministry plans to award 8,700 km of highways, requiring over 1.5 trillion investment in current fiscal under the hybrid and EPC route, with the share likely to be 65% HAM projects and 35% EPC projects. On our project front, let me share an update. In the last month of April 2023, company has received letter of awards for power distribution infrastructure development on seven circles in the state of Maharashtra from MSEDCL, Maharashtra State Distribution Company Limited, for an accepted contract value of 2,285 crore. The seven circles are Latur-Nanded, Gadchiroli-Nashik-Akola, Buldhana, Hingoli, and Marega. Work has started in most of them from July onwards. On asset monetization, during the previous year, the company had entered into a share purchase agreement with Mahanagar Gas Limited for the sale of 100% stake in Unison Private Limited, a subsidiary of the company, where we expect to close the transaction by October 2023. Additionally, we are awaiting NOC from TNODC for our Chennai Ring Road and expect the transaction to close by October 2023. Also, the previous year, ACL and Viva Highways Limited had entered into a SPA for sale of their stake in Jaora-Nayagaon Toll Road Company Private Limited, a subsidiary of Ashoka Buildcon, and we expect the NOCs for the transaction and expect to close this transaction by December 2023. On our HAM portfolio, we are at advanced stage of signing SPA for 11 HAM projects, and we expect the transaction closure for seven projects where we already have COD or the pre-COD by December 2023. So for seven projects of HAM, we are expecting to close by 2023, and for two projects by March 2024, and balance two projects by 2025. December 2024. On 5 BOT toll projects, we are engaging with potential investors and intend to close the transaction by March 2024. Coming to the order book status. As on 30th June 2023, our balance order book stands at 16,920 crores. The breakup of the order book is for roads and railway project comprise around 8,669 crores, which is 51% of the total order book. Among the road projects, HAM projects are to the tune of 1,455 crores, EPC projects are to the tune of 5,802 crores, and railways around 1,412 crores. Power, T&D and other account for 6,060 crores, which is approximately 36% of the order book. This also includes project awarded in MSEDCL as mentioned earlier. The total EPC building segment is INR 2179 crores, which is 13% of the total order book, and CGD comprises of around 12 crores. Let me reiterate that our focus remains to build sustainable EPC business and hybrid annuity business in highways, EPC in railways, power, T&D and buildings. This is all from my side. I would now request Mr. Paresh Mehta to present the financial performance for the quarter. Thank you.
Good afternoon to one and all present on this call. The result presentation and press release for the quarter have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company's website. I'm sure you must have had the time to go through the same. I will now present the financial results for the quarter ended June 30, 2023. Starting with the standalone numbers, the total income for Q1 FY24 stood at INR 1557 crores as compared to INR 1510 crores in corresponding quarter last year, registering a growth of 3%. EBITDA for the quarter was INR 96 crores with an EBITDA margin of 6.1%. EBITDA margins have been impacted and subdued mainly due to inflationary pressures and one-time provision taken related to execution of our solar plant power plant project, which is on EPC basis, amounting to rupees 56 crores. The reported PBT stood at 22 crores and PAT at 16 crores. Our debt to equity ratio stood at 0.34 times as on 30th June 2023. Coming to the consolidated results, the total income for Q1 FY24 grew at again by 3% year on year to INR 1,973 crores as compared to 1,916 crores in Q1 FY23. EBITDA stood at 511 crores for Q1 FY24 with a margin of 25.9%. Reported profit after tax is at 72 crores in Q1 FY24. In the financial year, in FY23, the company, ACL, Viva Highways and SBI Macquarie had entered into an agreement to elaborate on the terms of understanding in relation to the exit options to the investors and towards the obligation assumed by the company, which may be discharged through the sale of restructuring of identified assets. Based on the terms of the said agreement, including its subsequent extension letters signed between the party, the company has recognized a liability of 25 crores for finance costs in current year quarter and 72 crores as an exceptional item in the previous year. On one of the ACS BOT projects, Sambalpur-Baragarh road project, we have done refinancing with SBI against our current loan. This refinanced amount bears an interest cost of 9% per annum against the current interest rate of 11.7% with an additional debt of 72 crores for funding of the major maintenance cost. And a deferred principal payment with a corporate guarantee of Ashoka Buildcon. This will enable the project to have a cash flow stretch for another 8 years, and still there will be a tail period for the project of 3 years. Towards going to the BOT division, during Q1 FY24, it recorded a gross total collection of 317 crores as against INR 281 crores in Q1 FY23, with a robust revenue growth of 13%, split as 5% as toll rate rise and traffic growth of 8%. And INR and comparatively INR 310 crores in Q4 FY23. Total consolidated debt as on 30th June 2023 stood at INR 6,978 crores, of which project debt was 5,840 crores. NCD stood at 150 crores at ACL level. The standalone debt is at 988 crores, which comprises of 132 crores of equipment loan and 856 crores of working capital loan. With this, we can open the floor for question answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Ashish Narendra Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, so you did talk about some 25 crore, some provision in related to one of the assets, but I missed it. If you can just elaborate a little bit on that part, 25 crore recognition of liability, and also about some refinancing in Sambalpur. If you can just again, discuss the same.
So one subject was the provision of 24 crores, which was related to the amount carry amount payable to SBI Macquarie on 1200 crores of basic exit amount which is to be paid to Macquarie. So this is on the carry cost to be paid to Macquarie along with 1200 crores, of which another 72 crores are already provided in the previous year, March 23. So total stands at 96 crores plus 1200 crores payable to SBI Macquarie. On the second aspect, Sambalpur Baragat project, which is our project where there is a lot of funding support was done by Ashoka Buildcon in the past years, has been now refinanced with another banker, State Bank of India, wherein the interest cost has been reduced to 9% per annum. And also the repayment schedule has been stretched by another 8 years, thereby resulting into self-sustenance of the project from a cash flow perspective, so that it will not require any support from ABL. And there will still be a 3 years tail left out and another extension of the toll period for a concession period for this project based on target traffic, which is approximately 6 years. So this is the nut or shell on the Sambalpur project. On the provisioning of, you can go ahead.
No, sir, please complete.
So I think so. One of another related question, which was talking about provisioning of expenses. I think so. You referred for the provisioning of expenses on the solar project of 56 crores, which is a one-time hit which has been taken on the P&L for the project as a whole. The project will get over by March 24. So going on further, whatever revenue is recognized in the coming quarters, there will be no impact on the P&L account. On the same.
Right. So this 24 crore liability that we have for the carry on to SBI Macquarie, this is part of which line item? Is there in consol or standalone accounts?
It is on the consol.
It is on the consol accounts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And as far as Sambalpur is concerned, you did also mention something about corporate guarantee. So did we say that we have we do not have the corporate guarantee after the refinancing, or that thing still?
No. So we had a undertaking given in the past, which has been now treated as a corporate guarantee for the project. So it's presently there is a corporate guarantee for Ashoka Buildcon on the same.
Got it, sir. Right. Also, coming back to the order book, if you can just give some clarity on when do we expect some of our international projects to start execution, especially let's say Maldives or Bangladesh, or when do we expect that part of the order book to start moving?
So Bangladesh, we have already started in last quarter, and Maldives we are expecting to get the final order in this quarter.
Okay.
Guyana is already working. Benin is also started.
Got it. Sure, sir. Thank you. I'll come back if I have more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Harshil, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Please go ahead.
So I would just like to know the exact amount of one-time provision that is done for the power project. Can you just?
Hello.
That is 56 crores.
56 crores.
56. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, regarding the toll road which we have already sold, and what is the process? So when we expect it to be completed for Chennai and I just missed the name. Can you?
Jaora-Nagar. We expect to close by Chennai, or are we expect to close by October, and Jaora-Nagar by December.
Okay, and all this amount that we are about to receive, can we expect that this will be used to exit the investor that we have in AVL?
Yes, this all amount will go to Macquarie's exit.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Narendra, from who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I would like to know about the interest cost and as to why it has gone up this quarter from the usual 290 crores to say 320 crores.
Yeah, so basically interest rates in the past 1 year have increased from almost repo rates have increased from 4% to 6.5%, this being the major impact. Second, also utilization in the working capital has been higher vis-a-vis the execution. So from that perspective, in the last 6-8 months, the execution is high. From that perspective, the interest cost has increased. So also on the mobilization advances which we receive from the clients, we have almost 600 crores of interest-bearing mobilization advance, which is part of this 51 crores.
Okay. Thank you. And what kind of top-line growth are we expecting this year, and what kind of order inflows are we expecting?
So order inflow has been weak in the first quarter. So in balance, we expect around 5,000 to 7,000 crores, which we have reduced from 6,000 to 8,000 crores to 5,000 to 7,000 crores. And top line growth, we see around 15% this year.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
So my question is, this 25 crores of financial cost, so this will keep coming every quarter until the deal is done with the SBI Macquarie, 1200 crores is paid?
Pardon me, could not
Can I just repeat? So this 25 crores of financial cost we have taken on that SBI Macquarie 1200 crores of outstanding. So yes, this will keep coming every quarter until they repay this amount to them?
Right.
Okay, so this will continue. And on this solar project, so now you said that all the provisions, entire cost overruns. So is it right to assume that we won't be, I mean, we'll not be breaking even? So now the project is break even, we will not be making any margins, and on a standalone basis, our margins will come back to 8% and then eventually move to double digit by fourth quarter?
Fourth or 24, 25, somewhere in that, depending on executions. But you're right.
Okay. Okay, sir. On this BOT monetization, so what is the stage of monetization right now? And do you expect that the valuation which we received last time, do you think we can better that valuation in this round of dealing with the investors?
Right. On the five BOT projects, the amount which was indicated in the finalizing the last deal, definitely there was a carry in that, and traffic revenue also has been far better than what was estimated in the sale model. So we expect a substantially good price over and above the offer price in the last process.
Okay. This is the last question on the HAM projects, so this monetization of 11 assets. So when do you expect to sign the SPA? Because this has been for quite some time in the media, some valuations have been talked of. But then what kind of realistic timeline do you have to sign the SPA?
So, in the next 2 to 4 weeks, we should expect to sign up the SPA.
Okay. And generally, the valuation should be in line with the recent deals, I mean, which were in upwards of like anywhere from 1.5 to 1.6 times price to book value?
Yeah, that should not be a challenge there, definitely, from a communication.
Okay. Okay, sir. And what will be the total value of all these 11 assets in terms of equity investment?
So, fully invested, approximately 1,200 crores.
So, including the PIM part or excluding the PIM part?
Excluding the PIM part.
But, so how do we read the PIM part in this? So, when we arrive at the multiple, should we add the PIM part or it should be excluding the PIM part? Because it's 1,200, I think, and you have another 300. What will be the PIM part over and above this 1,200 crores of investor equity?
No. So, whatever realization will happen will be compared to what we have invested. It's not, the PIM part is not invested pins.
Okay, so 1200, so we'll be measured on the 1200 crores of investments which we have done in these assets.
Yes.
And what will be the balance equity requirement of these 11 assets?
170 crores.
Okay, so 1370 will be the total equity investment, so the deal valuation will happen on that.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rohit Natarajan from Antique. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, could you just guide us? I understand there were some one-offs in the EBITDA margin at the standalone level. What will be the secular normalized EBITDA margins going forward?
Going forward for the next 2 to 3 quarters, the EBITDA margins would be in the range of 8 to 8.5%. And post 24-25, then it will go back to numbers like 10-10.5%.
Okay. So my second question is on the transaction of the 11 assets. In the classification of consolidated debt, I see that the consolidated debt asset held for sale, which is for the old transaction that we are talking about, the five assets, right? 51 billion that I see the figure. 5,104 crore.
I didn't gather. What was the question?
The asset project debt of asset held for sale.
Yes. Yeah.
Is attributable to the old transaction of the SBM Macquarie transaction, the KKR deal that didn't take off.
No. The total debt on the books, including HAM projects, the BOT projects, and the annuity projects together is approximately 5,640 crores.
Okay. No, apart from that, when you say standalone debt, project debt, and NCDs, it's all put together close to 7,000 crore. But when I look at the project debt, excluding asset held for sale, is 1,800 crore.
Yeah.
And project debt for asset held for sale is 5,100 crore. So this one is the one that we're talking about, the deal.
So the 1,800 is pertaining to three assets, the assets which are still under construction, which are under ABL, under construction.
Okay, I got it. And so finally, sir, the distribution circle order, if you could just help us understand what this project is about. The Maharashtra circles, distribution circles.
Yeah, so Maharashtra has come out with this RDSS scheme, which are completely centrally funded projects. So 2,285 crores is what we have received orders, and these are to be completed in time of 24 months.
How will the margin profile would look like?
So these are at normal margins. So here we'll make a bit of 10% plus.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Just a clarification, sir. You mentioned a revenue growth of 10%, order inflow of 5,000 to 6,000 crores, and margins 8.5. So I wanted to understand why exactly are our margins low and why aren't they going up? Because everyone else is either flat or they are improving on their margins.
So on this, see, if you see in the past, like for the past 2 to 3 quarters, the margins have been down. Basically, some projects which have been taken during COVID period and at a competitive price. And another reason being that cost escalation, which was compared to what we had bid for way back in 2020. So that is the impact of the margins being lower. Going forward, we expect, and whatever bids we have done post 2022, these are typically at
fair margins
of 10 to 12, in the range of 10 to 11%.
So from FY25, should we expect around double-digit margin?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And sir, what exactly is the reason for reducing the order inflow target? Are we?
See, we have seen NHAI bidding not happening in last 4-5 months. Actually, April, May, there was absolutely no bidding.
Right.
And June, July, we have seen now July has picked up bidding activity. And again, the election may be like announced in Feb or March.
Right.
So we see only 4-5 months of bidding cycle going ahead.
Okay. And so we have also participated in
aggression in the market again remains. So certainty of bagging bids is also not there. Because we see a lot of players and a lot of cutthroat competition.
Right. But the at least in the transmission segment, there is, I guess, some visibility over the medium term this year as well as next. So, anything over there?
Yeah, in distribution sector, we do expect another lot of orders.
Same transmission?
We expect some orders and some in highway sector.
Okay.
So all this put together will range between 5,000 to 7,000.
Understood. And the proceeds from the sale of from Jaora Naigaon and Chennai ORR, will they be used to exit SBI Macquarie?
Yeah. So whatever the intent is that whatever monetization money comes in, mm-hmm. first we will utilize to give exit to Macquarie, yeah. And then it will be available on the balance sheet of for ABL to use.
Understood. So minimum for next 2 quarters will take a hit of 25 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Bhavya from Sambhavna Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So I just wanted to know whether we have any plans to monetize any other assets, and what would be the time frame when would it be monetized, and how many assets?
So we do have a land pool available, and we are looking at monetizing that assets. Couple of transactions we already entered into, and where the transactions, the money are being realized slowly on a periodical basis through a joint development agreement, where we are just the land provider and we are getting returns for the land. It's a slow process, and other chunk of land will, other pieces of land, as and when opportunity is available, we will monetize.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Balasubramaniam from Aryan Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my question, sir. Under, sir, I just want to understand our current order book around 16,920 crore. Like, I just want to understand the margin profile of HAM, EPC, and Power and TNT and Railways. What will be the margin difference, if you could throw some light on that?
So on the so it's a mix of certain projects where the range of margins could be in the range of 6.5-7% to 9.5-10%. So various projects are at various pricing levels. On the road sector, typically the existing range of margins are in the range of 8.5-9%, and on the railways also in the range of 8.5-9%. In the power, in the range of 9%, and other projects in the range of 6-7%. They are smaller projects. And on the building side, definitely the range is 10-11%, but execution will come over a bit of time.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. So my question was with respect to the agreement that we've restructured with SBI Macquarie, wherein there is a carry that you would have to pay now till the time the transactions are closed. So is there any cap in terms of what, to what extent that amount could go to? I mean, last time, the original agreement that we had, I mean, it capped the number at 1575 odd crores. And as I see it, I think 72 is what we provided last year, and 24 is what we provided in this. So almost 1300 is reflecting in the balance sheet now as a liability. So, I mean, is it as if, I mean, there's no cap on this number, or this again gets capped at 1575, the original amount that was there? And what is the coupon or the carry that we're paying? I mean, 8% or 9%?
So, the gap of 1526 crores, which was there, continues to exist.
Okay.
So, and the carry of 8%, approximately 8%, which is there, which is used for, which is provided for in the books, is what is accruing quarter by quarter.
Sure. And when you say, I mean, monetization proceeds would go to enough, provide an exit to SBI Macquarie first, or buy them out first. But when I look at our HAM portfolio, so technically some of these assets are with ACL, and then some of these assets are held through ABL directly. So could there be a situation, I mean, we are planning to sell the entire portfolio, but some of these assets with ABL, I mean, could you use that money from these assets? I mean, whenever you get to this monetization proceeds come to you, would you be in a position to kind of use this to kind of provide an exit, or, I mean, only the assets from the ACL portfolio would be used to kind of buy them out?
So all road portfolio monetization will typically first be applied to give an exit to SBI Macquarie. That ability to do that by ABL is there.
Okay, sure. Okay. And just, I think, I mean, in Jawaharnagar, we were waiting for some permission to kind of get the shares transferred in our name, which is where we would be in a position to kind of close the transaction. So where are we in that process, and has the permission come from MPRDC for the transfer of the shares?
So we are pursuing with MPRDC on the same, and we expect to get a favorable decision.
Sure. And so just one last, if you could help me with the revenue breakup for the quarter, please. Segment-wise, roads and railways.
Yeah, I just on the road sector, it is 1,156 crores.
Okay.
The power, it is 119 crores.
Okay.
Railway, 149 crores. And other businesses is approximately 65 crores.
Sure, sir. Thank you, and all the very best for you. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanodia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted your guidance on equity.
Nikhil Kanodia, sorry to interrupt. May we request you to use your handset, please?
Any better now?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Welcome, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to know your company intuition guidance and the CapEx guidance for the year.
So total CapEx done up to date for the quarter was around 47 crores. We expect to do approximately, as indicated, around 100 crores of CapEx by the year end.
So 100 will be total FY24, right?
Yeah, FY24 total.
Okay, and sir, anything on equity infusion?
Equity infusion, as you said, 169 crores is what to be is what it is to be yet to be deployed in HAM projects, of which 107 crores will be done in 23-24, and balance 56 crores in 24-25.
Understood. And so, what is your current bid pipeline?
Bid pipeline around 25,000 crores.
So, can you repeat that amount?
25,000 crores is the bid pipeline for us.
Okay.
25 bid pipeline. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ash Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question would be on the debt level. So if I go back in FY22, our debt was around 488 crores on standalone level, which has now increased to 990 crores. I mean, it's more than doubled. So any guidance on why it has taken, why it has doubled on first place? And secondly, what is the future expected number? Because all the proceeds are going to be used towards SBI Macquarie initially. So what do you think would be the debt number eventually by FY24 end?
So definitely debt numbers have gone up from 22 to 23 by almost 400 to 500 crores. It is more because of the larger execution and larger turnover and a larger order book also, which has typically pushed that up. This will continue to remain as it is irrespective of the payments required to be made to SBI Macquarie from the cash proceeds. We believe that the cash proceeds will be more than what is required for SBI Macquarie, so that will definitely be helpful in reducing the standalone debt.
Okay, thank you. Also, the second question would be, so on the Maldives project, so right now, if I was just reading through it, two of our competitors, they are also building the same projects out there, and they are on the verge of, they have already started. So why is that case that we are not able to yet start, because it's been almost two and a half years since we have received the project, but there is no execution on that part?
No, in last 2.5 years, ours was the last awarded project. Only what were awarded earlier have started now. There is no new project which has started.
No, so I was talking about, so during that period only, so if we have received in May, the competitors received in March 21, but they have already started. So I think in December 21, they got an advance payment for the same, but we were not receiving it, and that's why the Exim Bank was not giving us the goal. So I just wanted to know what is exactly that's going on in that project.
So these are approved in a COD in the final committee meetings, in which their projects were approved much earlier. And our project got approved in COD, but for ECGC coverage, insurance coverage, it was held back. ECGC had certain problems with certain devolvement of earlier insurance. So it was a policy decision which went up to Finance Ministry, which is now being taken in the next board meeting.
So we expect that by end of Q2 we start execution on that project.
Yeah, if they really clear it, then definitely we can start.
And the project timeline would be two years?
Yes. Project timeline to 2 months.
Also, last question, could you just give us the breakup of the order bid pipeline? You said 25,000 crores. Can you just give it sector-wise?
Sector-wise, the majority is highway projects. 25,000 is completely highway projects. I have not taken other bid pipelines. 25 is completely highway.
Okay, so if we include other projects, then how much would that go up to?
I don't know, add around 10,000.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Most of my questions are answered. I just needed the fund-based and the non-fund-based limits and the utilization for that.
So we have a total limit of around 5,800 crores, of which approximately 800 crores is pertaining to 350 crores is pertaining to fund based, and balance is all pertaining to non fund based. And from a utilization perspective, at the fund based, the utilization is almost 60 to 70%, and on the non fund based, approximately 70-75%.
Okay, sure. Thank you, sir. That's it.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anand Mundra from My Temple Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand why our Q1 revenue growth is lower than the guided 15% revenue growth for the entire year.
So, see, basically, there are a lot of new projects which have been which is part of the order book now, which have just started or are just kicking off. So that estimated turnover will be captured in the quarter 3, quarter 4. Other projects like projects in Guyana and Bangladesh, typically their mobilization process is a bit longer. So now they are fully, the Guyana project is fully mobilized. So their turnover will now start catching up from Q3, Q4. And even Bangladesh from Q2 itself, even for projects like the Kerala project, there the mobilization process is going on. And once the mobilization process is totally complete, then the turnover will catch up. So this 15% or 10 to 15% growth is typically on account of the full year expectation. So initial this quarter definitely is flat, but it will take off by Q3, Q4.
All right. And so this hit of 56 crores that we've taken on the NTPC power project, where exactly is this figuring? In which line item?
It is in other expenses and construction expenses put together. Okay. Other expenses has approximately 31 crores of it, which is for the future yet to be incurred, the expenses yet to be incurred, the loss on that. And in contract revenue, balance 25 crores.
Okay. All right. And so you explained the different margins among the different sectors. Could you also give us an idea about which sector is most working capital intensive and which is the least working capital intensive?
So generally, power projects are most working capital intensive because their payment cycle is already, it's already factored in the way we have bid for the project. But until they do give advances on material, but the final settlement of bids are almost 4 to 5 months post their full certification and final commissioning of the modules, different modules under the project. Road projects are typically funded by, if they are HAM projects, funded by bankers. So their funding is almost on the almost 60 days kind of a working capital.
All right. And sir, given that we've refinanced the Sambalpur POT project, and I remember you had explained in the last con call that that was the only project in which loss funding was required. So given that the refinancing has happened, there is no POT project which will require any loss funding from the parent. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yes, sir.
All right. And so which is the road project, the BOT project, in which the deferred liability, NHAI deferred liability premium is the highest?
Dhankuni project.
So even that project is not going to require any loss funding or any another round of refinancing of the NHAI deferred premium?
No. So the Dhankuni cash flows are sufficient to take care of its own cash flows, subject to whatever deferment availability is available in the scheme. So up to 25-26, the deferment is possible, though with a lesser amount of premium, but that will continue. So on its own, it will be self-sustainable.
Okay. So the deferred liability premium will be due from 26-27?
Yeah. There's no repayment schedule as and when able by the SPV.
Okay. Got it. All right. And so how much is the revenue that we are recognizing from the real estate JV? And that is coming in consolidated level or in standalone level?
This quarter, nothing much.
Okay, but like, could you give us some idea of how much can that be for the year, or how much was it for the previous year? Just approximate ballpark.
Previous approximately in the range of 35 to 40 crores.
And it comes in the console level or it comes in the console, right? Because the JV. Okay.
It is being monetized.
All right. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Deepika Bhandari from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I just have one question. From the order book as on 30th June, how much portion was not executable at that moment, at that point of time?
You're talking order book which is not executable today?
No, not today. As on 30th June, from 16,920 crores order book, how much was not executable at that moment?
All are executable, but they are delayed. So, like the Maldives project, which is there's the actual start of construction will happen slightly later as soon as the financial type is done by the government.
Everything is starting.
Yeah. And then executable.
Okay. So, except for Maldives project, everything was under execution as of quarter one. Is my understanding correct?
So, all are executable. On the except for I think so. Yeah, I agree what you're saying, ma'am. Everything is contributing to the turnover.
So except Maldives, everything is on now. Yeah.
Okay, so that's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Saurabh, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Just one question. The consolidated debt level of company is around 7,000 odd crores. So with the asset monetization, which is repeated, say, by October, by December, and by March 24, what will be the kind of debt after all the monetization which will happen in next 3 to 6 to 9 months?
By March 24, based on whatever we have communicated, the total debt which will be remaining outstanding would be approximately, today it is approximately 500 crores. So that will increase to approximately another 500 crores. So 1,000 crores will be outstanding for the so approximately if we sell all the projects, approximately 600 crores will be outstanding as of March 24. Less all debt other than the standalone debt will be off the consolidated balance sheet.
Okay, so remaining debt by 24 would be just close to around 500 to 600 crores, right? Okay, and after this monetization, the revenue which is coming to the company, say currently 8,000 crores per annum, so this will all be coming from the EPC project, nothing from the HAM and BOT side as of 24, March 24?
Yeah, I mean, we can reasonably consider that, except for a few HAM projects which are would be under construction. But that also majorly will be captured under AB and EPC part only. So nothing significant contribution will be there from other SPVs in the turnover.
So as guided, the revenue, gross revenue from say 24 onwards would be close to around what, 6,000 crores of order run rate with a margin of 10%, which is it fair to assume?
No, so 6,000 is already a run rate for this year, on March 22. So for March 24, it would be approximately 7,500.
With a margin of close to 9 to 10% kind of margin, which is being guided, right?
For 24, it would be 8 to 9% between that, 8.5%. But from 25 onwards, whatever there will be approximately at least 10 to 15% increase in the turnover, that would be subject to approximately 10 to 10.5% margins.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, sir. A couple of questions from my side. Firstly, on the provision which you have done for NTPC project, is there any chance of this being claimed and any chance of receiving it back, or this is a definite outcome from our side?
Yes. So here we have got a circular from the Ministry of Renewable Energy for the extension. We are expecting circular for price revision also. So if we get price revision, then definitely we'll make up for the loss we have booked.
Okay, but are there any timelines for this?
Yeah.
Is there any timeline for this?
Timelines cannot be guaranteed because this is all ministry prerogative whether to allow price revision along with time extension. So presently they have just given time extension. The industry is expecting price revision because this was all due to COVID and other impacts.
Understand. And second question is on your guidance. If I recall, in the fourth quarter, you had guided to 20 to 25% revenue growth for this year. Any specific reason why you're lowering it to 15% for this year, or what has changed since then?
So first quarter, most of the projects were delayed start, and order book inflow also we haven't seen anything in the first quarter. So that is not going to get converted into any revenue. Therefore, we have reduced the guidance to 15%.
Understand. Okay. Okay. That's all for my time. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Asha from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, so you, in the initial remarks, you had mentioned that NHAI is planning to award around 8,700 kilometers. And since we have not seen a lot of awarding activity in Q1, and Q4 is also going to be a washout because of the election, don't you think over the next like 5-6 months you will see a lot of bids opening up, like there will be preponing of those ordering because they want to achieve those targets or something? If you could comment on that.
Yes, so we can see good amount of order in balance part up to Feb. So whatever balance, like 5,000 odd kilometers by NHAI and another 2,000 to 2,500 kilometers by MORTH. So this entire ordering we'll see in coming months up to Feb.
And second question would be, can you give us an update about the NHAI bribery case? I mean, there was one project that we had lost out on. So is there any rebidding that has happened on that or something like that?
Yeah, rebidding that has happened. We have participated. Results are yet to be announced. So there are 10 participants in that, and we are awaiting results, maybe this month or next month.
Okay. And last question would be, is there any international bid pipeline that we are looking at, or if we are planning to move out of any other countries or something like that?
So we are focusing on the countries where we are working. So presently, Bangladesh and Guyana may give us some more opportunity. We are not exploring new countries at this stage.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Satish for his closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for participating. We are thankful to all the participants for their questions. I hope we have been able to answer most of your queries. We look forward to your, we look forward for your participation in the coming quarters. For any further queries, you can always contact our SGA or our CFO. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.